Early on a chilly Sunday morning in Homer's Harbor, several firefighters are sweating as they gear up to fight a pretend fire on a large vessel tied up at the dock. Teams near the gangway are unraveling hoses off the back of a Homer fire truck as another relays information from the vessel.
Made contact with the boat owner. Boat's open and occupied at the moment. We do have one victim inside unaccounted for. We have an engine fire at this time. No fire suppression has been set on it. Let's go ahead and stretch 5 inches to the bottom.
Teams drag hundreds of feet of hose along the dock before finally reaching the boat. One instructor, acting as the boat owner, tells one team captain the main entrance is too hot to enter.
The boat is gutted. There's no power, there's no fire protection, nothing. So you can't get down the interim through the main access interior because I just opened this thing up and it's cooking in here.
With air tanks on their backs, firefighters enter a small hatch to search for the lost crew member. Instructors have smoked up the vessel to simulate low visibility as teams drag hoses through its narrow hallways. After the first team finds the victim, the next is already on deck. Valdez volunteer firefighter Eric Garcia was among the first team to search the boat. Garcia had to double check each step as he made his way through the gutted vessel.
A lot of new construction, so there's everything's plywood, nothing's labeled. Insulation everywhere on the ground, hoses on the ground, extension cords laying around. A lot of places to trip. There's chaos everywhere. You can't really find nothing.
Instructor and retired firefighter Jeff Johnson helped design the exercise and says it's incredibly valuable to land-based departments because marine fires are inherently different.
You're dealing with steel structures now instead of wood structures, different construction features, different hazards, and a different way of having to fight the fire because it's a floating structure now, not something that's on land. So if you put water on it, it changes the stability of the boat. And so there's a lot more factors to consider.
Any water used to fight a fire on a vessel could sink it or even tip it over. One of many factors firefighters need to keep in mind as they navigate through latching steel doors and extremely hot surfaces. Homer Fire Department training officer Dan Mickey attended the last exercise in Valdez 2 years ago and wanted to bring it to Homer. Members of Anchor Point's department and Kachemak Bay Emergency Services participated as well. Mickey added it's valuable for both to be familiar with Homer's equipment in case either is called for backup to a vessel fire.
We usually typically respond. I think this last year we had 4 vessel fires in the harbor. And so it's definitely one of our hazards that we need to be prepared for. And our economy is sitting here in the harbor, and we need to be able to protect those assets for the community.
Several participants took a state certification test after Sunday's exercise, and all will bring home new skills to their communities. This is only the second time the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Board has held a training session outside of Valdez. For KBBI News, I'm Aaron Bolton.